Strange Waves, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Forkipedo in collaboration with Saga. S, as in, by Gemini. At last, I'm finally getting off the boat. The water hits the side of the bow as the sun slices through the blue sky. I'm on my way to a home full of rugged cliffs in southern Norway. The best part about these Norwegian summers is sharing them with others. You are sitting behind the stern of the boat, with a commanding look in your eyes. Sarah's sitting next to me with a big smile, absorbing the incredible surroundings. Her long blonde hair is plaited with pearls, and the pearls themselves are dancing back and forward with the wind. We look at each other and laugh. We both know that it's not long until we've got you under our full control. Out in open waters, the waves are bigger, and there are many fishermen catching mackerel. I feel Sarah's hand on the inside of my thigh. Of course, with no regards to whether people can see us or not. Then again, who cares? What's important is the three of us feeling good today. Besides, it's nice having her fingers searching towards my groin. I cast a glance at you and experience a brief moment of intimacy before bending down and moving Sarah's bikini top. Two hard nipples reveal themselves at once. I take one in my mouth and bite it lightly before letting my tongue circle around. While my mouth is occupied, I let my hand caress her breast. She giggles, clearly enjoying the thrills which are coursing through her body. I conclude that women's breasts are the most beautiful things in the world. We arrive at our home and tie up the boat. You and Sarah moan that I bought too much, but deep down I know you'll soon enough be happy when you see what I've bought in the cooler. The wind is strong despite it being a lovely summer's day. We carry all our stuff from the boat to a wedge in the home, where there's almost no wind at all. You two sulk a little before I promise to serve you starters. All protests soon dissolve when I pull a bottle of champagne from the cooler. The champagne is ice cold when I pour it into heavy glasses. I lean against the cliffs, close my eyes, and let the sun warm me up, while the champagne's fizz tickles my tongue. When I